I am Shirley Gagneau, former president of the Odawa Native Friendship Center in Ottawa. A couple of weeks ago, Odawa's homelessness program, Shawinigamik Drop-In Center, known as 510 Rideau, lost 100% of its funding. It seems that Odawa did not attend a meeting where a decision was made that Aboriginal homelessness was not a priority. The decision was made by the City of Ottawa, ACAP, comprised of other Aboriginal community organizations, thereby distributing Odawa's portion of $400,000 between themselves. This is unfortunate, as Odawa was a founding organization which spurred the funding of these Aboriginal organizations. 510 has served the homeless community for 10 years, but in 5 weeks, it may close, depending on the mobilization of social resistance and support from the Ottawa community. We will hear from homeless clients on what 510 means to them. Then we will hear from the coordinator and also a community member. Ophira Horowitz recorded the following interviews at 510 Drop-In Center. First, we'll hear from Padluck.
I'm originally from Cape Dorset. I had to move to Ottawa because the Nunavut government sent our people here for medical specialists or a specialty like hemodialysis, which is what I require. And I was homeless for a long time. So 510 was a godsend to me when it first opened about 10 years ago. This place has helped me a lot, not only for medical appointments, bus tickets. I can come eat breakfast or lunch or supper here. I can do my laundry. Some men would come here and we speak our language. We can also do counseling or get referred to like a dry house we want. The atmosphere is awesome. The staff is great. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. This place should stay open in my mind because there's a lot of homeless people here and they get quite a bit of help here.
Alex also uses the services at 510 Rideau.
I went right down. Like, I had everything. Two houses in the reserve, and left it all to my family and walked away. I was going downhill, so now I'm coming back out of it and feeling a lot better now. I was involved with a lot of stuff, so I just started to get my spirits and my hopes back up. I really opened my eyes to see how it is to live on the street and to be without. 510 has been really, really good for me anyways. Really good. That door opens up to Native culture, the community, and I feel really comfortable and welcome here. And as any place else, I don't think I would feel as good as I do when I come here. They have the Bannock bus. I volunteer for that, and I like that. I help people out, bring food and soup to the homeless people. If we had that in all the cities like Ottawa has, that'd be excellent.
Kerry Diabo is the coordinator at 510 Rideau.
This is not just a place where they come together. They have rules that they have to follow. One thing they like to do in the morning when they have breakfast is they watch the news. And then we have a discussion on what's going on that day. If they go to the mainstream, I don't think any of them have Aboriginal workers. And here we do a lot of cultural-based workshops, teachings. The city is expecting them to go to the mainstream services. A lot of them, they find that when they go there, there's a lot of racism. And so they feel like they don't belong there. If you have workers that don't work with Aboriginals, it could create kind of like a friction because English is not their first language. So they might speak English, but it's trying to get a point across. You have to explain it in a way that they're going to be able to understand it. We're concerned about the clients because they said, how do you feel about the closing? How is it going to affect you? And a lot of them just said, where are we going to go after? We're all going to be back on the street drinking.
Mr. Washes is a community member who spoke in support of keeping the center open.
The Indigenous people, the first people of Canada, who now find themselves homeless on their own homelands. It's a message to Indigenous women and Indigenous people. of what happens to us, how we're discarded, how we're left out of everything. So that's the type of existence we have here in the nation's capital. And it's very sad, sad, sad what's going on, in that the only service provider for many of the people that come here is 510, and that so many of them have perished right downtown in Ottawa, outside the Rideau Centre. They found people that have passed on. Since 2000, over 100 people have passed on, died of exposure, they call it, in the Ottawa area. And 100 of these people, they all access the services here at Centre 510 Rideau. So it's very important that we keep it open. You know, it is a house of compassion.
This is Shirley Gagneau reporting from CKCU 93.1 FM on the unceded traditional territory of the Algonquin Nation in Ottawa.